It's Friday, July 14th, 2017, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. My name is Conor Muinichon, and today I'm speaking to Don Ruiz, Head of Business Development, with a company called Knock Knock Who Is There. It's a domain registry owned by Automattic, also known as the people who brought you WordPress, the blog software. So it's no surprise that the top-level domain they operate is .blog. It's one we're particularly excited about here in Black Knight, and we've got a special offer for a limited time right now, offering more than 60% off the first year of a new .blog domain name at just $9.99 plus VAT. More information about that at blackknight.com, but first let's hear from Don Ruiz. .blog was launched in general availability last November. So how have things been going since?
So it's been going very well, and thanks again for being, you know, part of the pioneer group for .blog. We know that Black Knight and McKaylee, as well as others, are active bloggers and have been for a long, long time. So for us to have you guys involved at an early stage is very important. You know, I think it sends the right message to the industry as well, from a new TLD and a longevity standpoint. When you see bloggers like yourselves who are changing over to using a .blog from their existing domain name, which they've had for many, many years. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
As for how it's going so far, we're doing very, very well. We had a bit of a different strategy than other TLDs when we launched. We are a very data-driven organization, and this stems from our parent company, Automattic. And it's not that the data necessarily determines our decisions, but it helps keep us informed in making some decisions. So when we launched originally, we launched without any type of promotions, and we wanted to understand how it was being sold, where it was being sold, how end users were using it, what different price points were working in what different markets, and collecting as much data as possible. We knew that this was going to take time. We also understood that that's not how most TLDs launch. The most TLDs launch with doing huge promotions and huge discounts to get, you know, ramped up and started. So we were willing to kind of take a little bit slower approach. But we also knew that we also felt at the time that .blog had a level of familiarity with it because of its association with blogging itself. So we figured that we would get some uptake and we can collect some data along the way, which we've done.
What does your data tell you?
Well, since then, our data has been, you know, we've had almost 7 months of data, and, you know, we are doing almost 300 new registrations a day. Without these types of
intensive promotions and that, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We know that, you know, all of the work we've done on our pricing around .blog has validated the price point that we have gone to market with, which for us has always been geared towards usage of the domain name. We feel that new TLDs will grow and will strive, but it will require usage in the marketplace. It will require end users to actually use them and not just purchase them. And, you know, some will use them for redirection, some will use them for email, but we do hope that the majority of people will actually use them as their primary domain on their blog.
You know, I should point out, when you mentioned promotions, we are running one now. You didn't launch initially with them, as you say, Don. We are running one right now, and I'll tell you, we'll tell the listeners more detail about that later on in the podcast. But specifically, who's using a .blog right now, Don? What have you learned about that? Who's it for?
Well, I mean, you know, the when we look at the makeup of bloggers, their blogging started way back when. You know, basically as an online journal, a regularly updated entry and online personal type of diary. And then it has evolved now to multi-author blogs used by businesses, small, medium, and large businesses. And
it's
markers.
Bigger. It's bigger now, Don. It's business now, isn't it? Not just businesses, but a new generation of what are known as influencers and people like that.
Yeah, that's right. And these influencers, and you know, come in all shapes and sizes and all different types of verticals, ranging from, you know, food blogs and gossip blogs, political blogs and news blogs, and of course, fashion blogs and whatnot, health. And these people are actually making livings through advertising and sponsored posts and influencer marketing and affiliate links and turning a passion into an entrepreneurship and a money-making opportunity, which is very interesting to see this explosion. So, you know, we don't look at .blog as a vertical like some of the other TLDs. .cars, for example, is obviously for cars only. And we don't see it as a generic TLD like .com or some of these others that are very generic, but we do see it more as a diagonal. We see it as a TLD that applies to many, 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 many verticals.
That's a very interesting way to look at it, without a doubt. I mean, you can blog in all kinds of verticals, and blogging is the one thing that's common to them all.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
So where do you see it going, Don? What are your goals for .blog?
Well, so going back to our approach, is we launched to collect data. And as you mentioned, we just started our first set of promotions June 1st. And Black Knight has been one of the participants in our promotion. Thank you very much. And I believe you are selling them for €9.99.
€9.99 expat. That's right.
Yeah. And so what we're doing now is we're taking our next step into our launch phase and adding a variable, a pricing variable, and letting our groups who know their marketplace better than we do to, you know, have more flexibility around their pricing to understand kind of how people are selling it, but also how end users are using it. Is actually which is more important to us. So part of our goal for .blog is to, you know, we want to change the conversation around what a domain actually is. We want to and change the perception of what a good domain is. There's lots of people and bloggers out there with domains that are misspelled or have special characters in there, where we feel now with all the new TLDs and not just .blog, there's an opportunity for these people to really have a very short, catchy, punchy, and intuitive brand through a domain name. So creating awareness through usage around the new TLDs is very, very important and one of the goals for us. You know, and we feel that .blog really will allow individuals and companies to find their voice using a .blog domain.
And it doesn't necessarily apply, Don, even if you have an already established blog. For example, you can move a blog, you can move a site to a brand new domain name. In fact, we got a very illustrative PDF guide, which you guys produced along with Nominet recently, on how to move your blog to a new domain, how to move any website, indeed, to a new domain, which we published recently on our blog, in fact, at blackknight.blog. And we've got a fantastic response to that, actually, because you know this being in the industry as well, but it is one of the most common questions we get. And it's one of the most common questions we get often from people that we meet at events and at blogger conferences and that as well. Because let's face it, very often someone will start a blog and they'll take the excellent advice, which is just start writing. And very often the choice of domain name isn't the first thing they think of. And by the time they've got around to thinking about moving to a good domain name, they've already got an established following. They've already got traffic and Google ranking and things like that on their existing site, whatever that may be, whether it's on a subdomain or someplace else. But the guide that you guys produced and which we published, we'll link to that in the notes with this podcast as well, points out actually very, very clearly that with a little bit of work, a small bit of preparation, you can move to a new domain name and you can keep all your traffic and your rankings as well.
Yeah, that's correct. And you know, we've, like other groups, have been doing some testing on that and working with groups like Nominate who have been tracking some of these things. But when we are part of our Pioneer program and you guys have switched over, I asked you, have you noticed any negative impact to your traffic or your SEO?
No, absolutely not. No.
Yeah. So we're kind of seeing the same thing across our groups, and we have some very prominent and very large bloggers that are part of our Dot Blogger program. Tim Ferriss, who is an author in the United States.
The guy who wrote the 4-Hour Workweek, isn't he?
Yes, that's right. And, you know, Tim, his website was, you know, 4hourworkweek.com, and he had all of his all of his books through there. And when we approached him with Tim.blog, he jumped at it. And so we wanted to make sure that because of the level of traffic that he gets, that there wasn't going to be any impact to his SEO. So we monitored it pretty closely with him and his team. And, you know, as a result, his website actually maintained and in some instances actually increased traffic. So we're pretty pleased with the end result. And at this point, Tim seems to be pretty pleased with the end result. And if you listen to any of his podcasts or go online, he mentions very proudly his new URL, which is Tim.blog.
Fantastic. Fantastic. How is it breaking down for you, Don, in terms of customers? Is it in terms of obviously there are people like Tim and people like Black Knight who are coming from established sites, or is most of the business coming from new people starting a blog for the first time?
You know, it's a mix. It's certainly a mix. I think that, you know, our clients as a registry are the registrars. It's the Black Knights of the world. And so our end users are coming through your channel. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're seeing is that there's a large group that are actually new users coming online, looking to create a blog or a website, and they're actually buying .blog and using it as their very first domain name because they find something that is very intuitive, speaks to them. It's a good online signpost for their online brand that they're trying to build, which is wonderful. But we also see a lot of small, medium, and large enterprises now who are gravitating towards using their .blog and not only as some as a primary site, but also as a secondary site for medium and larger sized businesses that have a corporate site, but they also have a blog, and their blog is their, you know, end user client communication tool and a marketing tool that they use. And so we're seeing companies now separate their corporate site, link it and deep link it to their blog, and have used blog as use a .blog domain as that domain for that portion of their site.
It's amazing what's happened really in the last couple of years in terms of the, I suppose, credibility that blogging has gone. It's not so long since it was a dirty four-letter word, Don, and people in traditional media channels used blog as a pejorative, as a way of putting people down and saying, well, such and such, he's only a blogger, you know, working in his pajamas or whatever it might be. It has really been an extraordinary transformation, hasn't it? In the last 4 or 5 years in particular, I think. Would you agree?
Oh, certainly. I think what happened is, and again, this is just my opinion, and I'm not a blogging expert, but I think what happened is blogging became more mainstream in part because of the accessibility to information. And, you know, with all the smartphones out there and everything is going on in this world and, you know, people who have a passion about some news are able to take that information and publish it in real time. And so I think the credibility kind of grew from that. And then there's groups like the Huffington Post. You know, the Huffington Post is a blog. That's exactly what it is. And so – but it's a credible source.
It is, yeah. And it has really, it has been a case of that you can have a huge range of quality of blogs, without a doubt. But the cream, I think, has risen to the top. And I think that most people would agree that for quality blogs and quality content. And as you say, that's a word you keep hearing again and again, is passion, which is used in terms of successful blogging. That really has, I think, proved its case. We've seen it here in Ireland recently. We've got two events this year, Don, which we are, we've seen an extraordinary engagement with the blogging community and with the people who follow those blogs as well. We had a conference in Dublin 2 months ago called Blogger Conf, which was, it's the second or third year now of that. And again, some really, really exciting stuff happening in that. And TBEX, the Travel Bloggers Exchange, TBEX Con Europe is coming to Ireland also in October of this year. We're going to be there. Black Knight is a silver sponsor of that event, and we're going to be there in October as well. Don, it's been great to talk to you. One last question, which is this: what do you see as what would you say? Give me your elevator pitch, if you like. Why should I register a dot blog name if I'm already blogging or if I'm considering to start? Why should I go for a dot blog as opposed to a conventional or a traditional top level domain?
That's a great question. Putting me on the spot here. You know, I think that, you know, this answer might be the same as other new TLDs as well, and not unique to dot blog. But, you know, you really only get one chance to make a first impression, and your domain name is your very first representation of you as a person or your business online, without a doubt. That's the first thing people kind of punch in, or they kind of look up, you know. So that, you know, and you want to have something that's unique and ubiquitous and memorable and relevant, meaningful, something that you can market, and something that kind of gives you good rankings with the search engines, gives you a level of online identity and brand protection, and something that's short and memorable.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that, again, these are reasons that the new TLD marketplace in general will strive, because these are some of the qualities of that people will be drawn to and people are kind of looking for when they're kind of selecting a new domain name these days.
That was Don Ruiz from the .blog Domain Registry. And for more information, check out the show notes where this podcast is published at blacknight.blog. I'll include a link to our recent post about how you can move a blog, or indeed any website, to a brand new domain name without losing traffic or search engine ranking. And I'll also link to our special deal on .blog domain names. You can register one for only €9.99 ex-VAT for the first year. That's over 60% off. Until next time, from me, Conor Muinichon, and from everyone at Black Knight, Slán agus beannacht.